this flyover clip.
So you had a guy come by your offices. Now, again, your offices, for those of you who've never been in your space, you're coaching 160 different businesses, everything from like plastic surgeons to dog trainers to salons to, you know, every different kind of thing. So you have all
home
this
builders.
Home builders, a lot of home Podcasts. Builders, gyms.
And just so we're clear how that works, I charge people $1,700 a month to grow their business and a small percentage of their growth.
Yep.
And occasionally I do a scholarship where someone's paying as little as $500. Mm-hmm. But the game is we're getting paid to grow the company.
Right. Yeah.
And so you have these principles you're applying to lots of different kinds of businesses, a lot of activity, a lot of people coming in and out. But a guy comes by feeling compelled to tell you one day, tell this story, because I've heard you say it a few times, that morning he and his son put a flag up.
Yeah. Well, okay, that day, it was a Friday. I don't have the date in front of me. I'm sorry, I'm not a big date guy. But if you look up, if you Google search Trump deregulation, Washington, D.C., it's around that time when Trump hosted a deregulation event at D.C. So I'm at the office, and I get a text message from Charles Kolaw. His company's called KolawFitness.com. And Charles and I never talked about God because I refused to talk to anybody about God previous to that.
That was kind of your move.
So around February the 25th, 2021, looks like.
Or politics.
Yeah, so I get this text message from Charles, and it says, "Watch this. I think he's talking about you." So I respect Charles as a business guy. He's a client.
Okay.
And I know people's character based upon their diligence. You learn a lot about people when you work with them.
Yep.
Well, so Charles.
You meet Charles Kolaw. He looks like a guy that if he doesn't own a gym, he might not have eaten one.
Yeah, exactly.
you lift the weights or you eat them. You know, what are you doing?
No, he's jacked. And so I look at the text message and I watched it. And it says, there's a man by the name of Clark and a man by the name of Donald. And you're both watching this saying, could it be me? Could this be that God's speaking to me? Yes, he is. And then it says, right before you went on the show, somebody took out the American flag and said, you're proud of this nation. And you raised the flag, and it says, because of your prayers, you know, God will open a door for you. And I'm going, I don't know who Kim Clement is. I don't do – even to this day, I'm very leery of prophecy. I really am. So, like, I put – when I listen, when I say I endorse a guy like Robin Bullock, it's because of the consistency of the accuracy of what he does. I just there's a lot of people that have hunches. So I was kind of almost discounting it, but the only reason I watched it twice is because Charles sent it to me.
Okay.
So then I put the phone down.
And we have this clip. We'll play this in just a second.
Then I get a on my phone. And I look, and CJ calls me from bookitcj.com. She's my booker at the time. Occasionally, I'll hire someone to book me on shows or basically field media inquiries. And she calls me and says, Clay, One America would like to interview you about your book called Fear Unmasked, which at that time, many people say it was the first book banned on Amazon. Like of all time.
Wow. Dude.
So
way to go.
Well, way to be the first.
Well, yeah. But it was
set the pace.
You can still buy Mein Kampf, mind you. Yeah. Hitler's book.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. And the books, if you look at the books they have on Amazon, it's crazy. So she says they want to interview you in DC on this day. And it's the same day, if you look it up, of the Trump deregulation event.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going, okay, but I didn't know Trump was hosting a deregulation event. So I put the phone down and I said, yeah, I'll go. She goes, you'll go. And I'm like, I'm going to save the nation. Let's go. So I called my wife. I said, Vanessa, we're going to DC. Here's the date. We got to find a babysitter. Boom. So then I put the phone down. Phone rings again. Richard Manning calls me, a Fox News contributor. He calls me and goes, hey, do you want to come to a Trump deregulation event at the White House? And I go, I don't want to go to an event with thousands of people. And he's like, it'll just be a couple hundred people. And I go, what? And he goes, I mean, I don't know exactly how you got on the list, but you're invited. And I said, what day? And he tells me it's the exact day we're going to go in D.C. for that interview.
Oh, wow.
It's the same day. So the interview's in the morning, and that's in the afternoon. I'm going.
I'm going to already be there.
So I'm not getting God bumps yet because I'm a calloused, cynical person. Seriously.
Yeah.
And so I'm not
back
yet.
To work.
So I'm and I put the phone down again. I'm going, what? CJ calls and says, hey, Newsmax wants to interview you from Trump International on the same day. What is going on? What are you doing? And I said, this is all within an hour.
Wow.
So at that point, I put the phone down and I called my wife back. And she's like, so you're going to do two interviews on the same day and a deregulation event. What are you doing? And I'm like, I'm not doing anything. I just got this little Kim Clement prophecy thing. And she goes, what? And I'll talk about it later. So then I get up at my door.
Yep.
And Jordan Roberts and Nace Roberts, Nace shows up, Nace Roberts, N-A-C-E Roberts. He owns a company called MMM-USA.com. And he's a man who's, he doesn't cry, and if he does, he looks
he's
the
He's a
other
manly
way.
Man. Yeah. He's got this long beard. Yeah.
He's like he's extra like Braveheart or something. Kind of. And I look at him, and he looks at me, and he's got the tears, and I go, what's going on? And he goes, right before you went on your show today, I took out the American flag and I said, I'm proud of this nation. And there's something about God's opening a door because of your prayers. I don't know what that means. And I'm going, what? And it was like that, you know, that scene from Back to the Future where he's like, Mayor, I should become mayor. It was like that weird moment of, it was like all these things aligned. And I had been working nonstop to try to save the nation, but it was like God had literally changed the conversation and it opened up doors. So I called Aaron Antis and I said, Aaron, I speak in headlines, you know. So I said, Aaron, prophecy 101, what do you got? And he goes, I can't explain to you prophecy in like 30 seconds. And I go, 45, what do you got? And he goes, I'll come over to your house. And I'm going, okay. So, and then from that point forward, I think the way I view the world has changed. And it's opened me up more to seeing the world from a spiritual set of eyes. But
can we play that clip?
Yeah.
I want to play that clip because everything that you just said goes right along with it. Avery, go ahead and play the clip with just the Kim Clement about Clay.
A man by the name of Mr. Clark, and there is also another man by the name of Donald. You are both watching me saying, could it be that God's speaking to me? Yes, he is. Somebody, just a few minutes before you came on the show, you went out and you took the American flag and you said, I'm proud of my nation. And you raised it up and God said, you have been determined through your prayers to influence this nation. You're watching me, you're an influential person. The Spirit of God says, hear the word of the prophet to you as a king. I will open that door that you prayed about. And when it comes time for the election, you will be elected.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the go, you know the thing.
We will shut you down. We will cite you. And if we need to, we will arrest you and we will take you to jail. Period.
I wasn't thinking of the Bill of Rights when we did this.
But no amendment to the Constitution is absolute.
God actually spoke to me. He spoke about sacredness. He said to me, Kim, what I place in many, many people is sacred. And if anybody touches what is sacred to me, then it is the end for them. So what I've done in the United States of America is sacred. And there are people on every side that are trying to destroy what I deem sacred. And it's not going to happen.
Is the definition of criminal conspiracy, racketeering, and collusion. This is not a theory, this is evidence.
Because I have upheld this country to spread a light to the rest of the world. When you choose to go against the sacred thing that God put into the very heart and the soil of this nation, this was sacred to God.
This Reawaken Tour is literally what it means. It has reawakened the American heart.
USA! 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 USA!
For more great content, go to flyoverconservatives.com.